recreated lake, just to kind of give people an idea of, you know, what do other communities see with these newer modern bridges, because the truss bridges obviously are going away because they're very high maintenance. This truss over the top doesn't look too bad, but the truss that goes underneath the deck and underneath the concrete and asphalt, you can tell just by driving over the deck that we have issues. The driving surface looks horrible. But that directly relates to what's underneath it, because all that salt and everything soaks through that deck and goes into that steel. And so that steel structure underneath is in very poor shape too. The other item I had was, I do need to do some outreach to staff, and Devin may know, we need your invoices for the roundabout so that we can make sure you get credit for all of the things that you've already paid for as we're reaching the end of that project.
And thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You mentioned the salt and construction. I noticed on the bridge here it was explained to me how it's built ever so many feet, the spot where it goes out and then the pipe goes down, so it goes below. So the salt, when they wash it, it goes off and doesn't actually hit the bridge. I'm assuming that's something they came up with doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's for drainage so that you don't have water collect on the bridge, but as a result, you can also wash the salt off of the top of the bridge. But even best laid plans, we're still going to get some salt. I mean, as long as we're using salt on a bridge deck, I don't care what kind of bridge it is, you're still going to have issues, because you can't be coming through there and washing the salt off while you still need it to be there for the de-icing. So there's always going to be some effect. But way back in the day, before we knew, before we had certain construction techniques, we have epoxy-coated rebar now that really seals that steel, because the steel is what suffers. It's not the concrete. It's the little cracks in the concrete that let it get to the steel, and then once the steel gets the salt, it starts to rust and it falls and then it expands, and so then it makes it worse. We've got epoxy coated rebar now, and that helps a great deal. So that's a big one too. The modern techniques will hopefully make our bridges last longer than we've had in the past. But even the old bridges have lasted 60 or 70 years. So this one was built, I believe, in 1958. I want to say, because it would have been when the lake went in. So. Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we can move back up the agenda to agreement for stop sticks. Number 19-005S.
Jimmy, I was just wondering, on the knowing how tight, you know, the budget is and everything, 30 sticks at 13,000 or 14,000. Is that so every car will have one?
Yes.
Okay. And this is, I didn't, do they just last for a certain period of time, or are they good as long as till they're not used?
Yeah.
So then we just don't have any cars.
And for the first 2 years, If we use them, they'll replace any of the parts that need replaced for the first 2 years free at the cost. Yeah, we're putting them in all the cars. We have some that are the older style that are, quite frankly, they're dangerous to use. So okay. We're getting rid of those. We don't have them in every car. We've only got probably half a dozen of those. And
these would all be the newer ones.
These are all the new stop stick design that everybody's gone to. That's a lot better, a lot safer to use, a lot better.
And it goes without saying, everyone that uses, because they did talk about, you know, the danger of using, that everyone that uses them has training in how to properly use them.
Right, right.
Thank you.
You said they are reusable.
Yes.
It's just for the first 2 years they'll replace any parts that could get broken.
Right.
But even after that, they're reusable.
Yes.
We've got old ones that aren't as safe, and we're replacing those.
Yeah.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Stop Stick LTD and Taney County for the purchase of stop sticks.
Thank you. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We have the...
Let's see, we got one more.
Tyco Simplex.
Notice of renewal, Tyco Simplex, Grinnell Incorporated, Taney County Detention Center. Hardware, software, repair, replace, update, installation, and post-installation services, number 18-001S.
Is this the one that we switched over to from the one company out of Texas, but this one's out of Springfield or something?
Yeah, this is a local company.
Do you guys have any questions on this one?
The name of it is Tyco Simplex. It was always Simplex, wasn't it? Did you say Tyco too?
Yes, I think so.
Move to approve the agreement. Excuse me. Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Tyco Simplex Grinnell and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will be in recess. We'll recess upstairs. We'll be in recess till 10 o'clock for executive session for Section 610.021 legal.